Good afternoon. We are still watching a frontal system draped across the area produce mostly cloudy skies today. It looks like temperatures will still be able to climb, though, despite the cloud cover, into the lower and middle 60s, especially south of I-90, with some mid and upper 50s to the north of I-90, especially across the higher terrain. With a couple of ripples of low pressure along the front passing by, we do run the risk of a few scattered showers from time to time. Overnight, tonight's skies will remain mostly cloudy with that front close by, and we do run the risk at a couple of passing showers. The next wave of low pressure, though, will be a bit stronger and head through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. This will pull even milder air into the region, so with overnight lows in the 50s tonight, we'll reach into the middle and upper 60s for the day tomorrow. Skies will stay mostly cloudy, however, and we do run the risk at some showers and maybe even a few bursts of rain tomorrow as a cool front passes by. Behind the front will start a drying trend tomorrow night, and this will set us up for full sunshine during the day on Friday, though behind the front with a northwest breeze it'll be much cooler, with high temperatures staying in the lower 50s. This will carry us into the weekend, and with high pressure firmly in control, we'll have plenty of sunshine on Saturday, just some high to mid-level clouds streaming in by the end of the day, but temperatures will bounce back into the lower 60s out ahead of the next front. That front is scheduled to arrive Saturday night and the first part of the day Sunday with our next chance of showers. Behind the front will start a drying trend late in the day on Sunday, and high temperatures will stay in the middle and upper 50s. This will bring us more dry weather into early next week with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures will stay in the seasonably cool lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southern and eastern New Mexico into much of western Texas. That persistent storm system in the west will produce showers and thunderstorms again across portions of the southern Rockies and into the southern plains. These storms may produce heavy rainfall, resulting in flash floods. Flood watches and warnings remain in effect for western Texas and eastern New Mexico. Large hail and locally damaging winds will also be possible with some of the stronger storms. And Major Hurricane Olaf is located approximately 940 miles southeast of Hilo, Hawaii. Olaf has winds of 135 miles per hour and little change in intensities expected through tonight, with gradual weakening forecast through tomorrow. While Olaf is expected to move toward Hawaii later this week, the official forecast from the Central Pacific Hurricane Center calls for the hurricane to curve to the north, then northeast, well before its core effects can reach the islands. A high surf advisory has been issued for the Big Island. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Alice, Hill City, Harlingen, and McAllen, all in Texas, to a low of 21 at Jefferson, North Carolina. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 81, set in 1979, and the record low, 17, in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:04 p.m., 10 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few passing showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with just the risk of a passing shower and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with just the risk of a passing shower and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers, mild mid to upper 60s. Sunny, breezy, cooler Friday in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny Saturday in the lower 60s, a chance of shower Sunday in the upper 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday back into the lower and middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.